Hello, everyone. Having a few technical difficulties today, but we are here. Recording wasn't working, but now it looks like it is. Today is May 9th. My name is Kurt Mortensen. Welcome to those that are on the replay, via the internet, live on the phone. We are here for a weekly influence call. Spend, 15, 20 minutes on a couple of tools, how to apply them, and how to take your life and your income and your business to the next level. Of course, we'll take questions either via the net or you can ask me over the phone. Those on the replay, you'll have to zap me your questions as we go through this. All right, let's do it. I've been getting a lot of questions about, business in general. What does it take to, if you've ever read the book, Go From Good to Great, what does it take from barely surviving in a home business or as an entrepreneur to taking it to the next level? And I've interviewed a lot of entrepreneurs and try to figure out what that is. And what I want to talk about today is just kind of a bigger overview. Usually we just kind of give you one tool. But I think today we'll just kind of go over a big overview of what I call the five keys to guarantee home business success. Okay, so there's an overview here. Your goal here is to choose the one what you think is your weakest link and then kind of think of a game plan to fix that. Now, the first thing, we talk about these five keys, is you need to have some type of a vehicle. Now, use the analogy speed to wealth. Now, when you look at people that have made a lot of money pretty fast, there are a couple things that come up time and time again. Real estate's always going to be in that category, whether you're doing foreclosures or you're holding on to real estate. Internet's always in that category. Internet's created a lot of millionaires. Information marketing, where you've taken your expertise and created a book or a seminar or coaching or consulting, that's one. And one, two, that surprises some, is network marketing. It's created a lot of millionaires. Now, some people have tried all these, and maybe they say, it didn't work. And I'm like, no, they didn't work for you. We know all of these work. And network marketing is a quick one for most people because it's business in a box. They don't have to worry about all the little details. And it's a done deal when they have the right skills. Now, obviously, if you don't know how to talk to people, persuade or influence or market, it's going to be like any other business that they try to start. So that's the first one. That you already have that because you're on this call, and that's your vehicle. And something to think about, you probably should have multiple vehicles so you don't keep all your eggs in one basket, but that's a whole other conversation. So as we look at the five keys to guarantee home business success, the first one is going to be vehicle. The second one is mindset. Mindset is critical for people that run a home-based business, for entrepreneurs, for that type of success, and it's a major obstacle to wealth. A lot of people have this kind of a Homer Simpson mindset where they're stuck in mediocrity or failure, they're stuck in poverty, and the reality is, and this is very true for entrepreneurs and those that run a home-based business, and people resist me here, is that you earn what you feel you're worth. 95% of those that win over $1 million in the lottery or gambling will be bankrupt within 5 years. We see this all the time, especially with home business or being on commission. You think you're worth $100,000 a year. That's what it's October, you've made that, you're excited to earn more, and most people don't. They'll earn a little bit more, but not much. So there's some truth there, because a lot of people have the wrong mindset. They have this little skinny piggy bank. They just barely enough money to fit in. We need to expand that because mindset is huge. If you're wondering what's taken so long, it's how you think. You have to realize that the universe will not reward you physically until you believe it mentally. That is a key factor to your success. That mindset is so important. Now, on the flip side, kind of your brakes to your success. Because a lot of people try to get their vehicle, they get this nice fancy vehicle, and they're riding around in first gear with the emergency brake on, putting the wrong type of gas with no map, wondering why they're not getting there and they're not going very fast. One of those brakes is fear. See, people were only born, everybody, was only born with two fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. And fear holds a lot of people back, especially entrepreneurs, people running their own business, the fear of criticism to talk to people, the fear of failure in case it doesn't work. A lot of people have the fear of success, which is a strange fear. I don't know if they're afraid of a nice car, a nice home, but a lot of people have that because they have that fear of duplicating that success. We could spend all day on this, but mindset is very important, and understanding fear. I mean, the big thing here with mindset is learning to follow your heart, to conquer your fears, and remember at times the universe will test you. That's okay. The biggest fear you need to address is the fear of criticism. I love what Napoleon Hill said, and hopefully you recognize that name. He was the author of Think and Grow Rich. What he did was interviewed millionaires to find out what they had in common. And he was talking about the fear of criticism, and he says, the fear of criticism robs man or woman of his initiative, destroys his power of imagination, limits his individuality, and takes away his self-reliance. There's something about that learning to follow your heart. So that's number two, is mindset. So we talked about having the right vehicle, the right mindset. It's pretty much your gas to your vehicle of success. And the third one, which is about 15% of your success, is your core competence. No matter what business you're in or you've started, people have to know that you have your core competence, that you can solve their problems. Now, how is this done? Well, a variety of ways. You have to understand, first of all, your core competence is your knowledge, your intelligence, your ability, but this is a perception. You could be the smartest person out there, but if they don't perceive that, it's not going to matter. One thing I notice with all entrepreneurs and successful people is they have a pretty intense personal development program. They do not figure it out on their own. They don't have time to do that. Now, I know you're smart enough to do that, but that's not the way to success. You can take 2-3 years in lost income and figure it out on your own, or you go to somebody that will teach it to you. Every challenge you're going to face in business, someone's already faced it and overcome it and can give you the solution. They can either give it to you through books and CDs. They can do it in seminars. You can find a coach or mentor. Any of those will work to speed up your speed to wealth in that vehicle. Now, you should probably use all of them. Now, books and CDs are great, but the challenge is you can't learn to play basketball by reading a book. It's a great start. That might take a seminar. That might take a coach. That might take a mentor. You look at your biggest challenges in your business, and you need to do all those, especially mentors. Mentors are important. They give us perspective. They simplify the process. They make it much faster. They help us look around corners. That's important. Now, the key thing with mentors is you need to understand that you should always be mentored and you should always mentor someone else. That is how the process works. So 15% of your success is going to be your core competence. So we've talked about your vehicle, mindset, your core competence, and the big one, you already know this, your ability to influence, your ability to work with people, your ability to get other people to want to do what you want them to do and like doing it. Because you could have a great vehicle and you have your core competence, you might even have your mindset in the right place, but if you can't get other people to see that, to say yes, to get past the, oh, I need to think about it, more information, talk to my spouse, send me a brochure, it doesn't matter. This is a big, big piece. Because when you look at your business success, a lot of research has been done. It's staggering that over 90% of all small businesses will fail within 5 years. I mean, that's huge. And what happened is Dun & Bradstreet, it's a private entity, and the Small Business Administration, that's a government entity, were kind of dumbfounded with this. Well, what's going on? There should be more success. What's happening? So independently, they spent millions of dollars to try to figure out what is it? What's missing? I hope you're sitting down. This is what's missing: lack of sales. And I'm sure you could have figured that one out and taken the million dollars, but that's what it is. The inability to influence. The inability to understand that persuasion and influence has changed in the last 20 years, especially trust levels. 20 years ago, it was, I trust you, give me a reason not to. Now it's, I don't trust you, give me a reason to trust you. Part of that is that we're bombarded with over 5,000 persuasive messages a day. People are more skeptical than ever before. People are more educated or have access to more information via the internet before they talk to you. The key factor here, as an entrepreneur running a business, doing what you do, is to realize you need to have more tools. Here's the challenge to most entrepreneurs. They have 3 to 4 persuasion tools. And as Maslow says, if the only tool in your toolbox is a hammer, you treat everybody like a nail. There's over 100 persuasion tools. This is important because your default setting as a human is that you tend to persuade others how you like to be persuaded. You tend to influence others how you like to be influenced, and that's wrong. You need to learn to adapt, get more tools, and customize to them. Because here's the biggest thing I realized after 20 years of research is that up to 95% of persuasion and influence involves a subconscious trigger. It's a feeling. I like this person. I don't like this person. I trust this person. I don't trust this person. So it's all about having more tools. Getting the people skills, that's a tool, but if that's your only tool, you're making a lot of friends and influencing nobody. Maybe you need to get some sales skills. And there's some good ones there. There's some old, outdated ones there, too. When we talk about sales skills, people always think about closing skills. And as you know, closing skills is like trying to get a kiss after a bad date. There's understanding power and those subconscious triggers. There's understanding NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. Understanding personalities and adapting to those personalities, understanding trust, building instant trust. You have negotiation skills, which is very different than persuasion. People think they're the same, but they are not the same. So with persuasion, you bring someone to your point of view. Negotiation is more of a give, take, and you meet in the middle. Always persuade first, negotiate second. Then there's understanding of the 12 laws of persuasion. How do you adapt? How do you work with people? How do you really get them to be influenced, to get them to want to do what you want them to do and like doing it? The challenge for many is they have too many persuasion blunders. They're too old school. One of the fun things I get to do is I interview people after they've lied to you. So I get to set up the red cones so you don't hit those. For example, they teach you to look around somebody's home or office for something to talk about. Oh, fish, is that your family? Oh, you're a golfer. It doesn't work anymore. Everyone else is doing that. It's like, ding, 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 they're trying to sell me something. Doesn't work anymore. In fact, they're taking the fish and the trophy home because they're tired of talking about it. Another one is that you vomit on people. You're talking too much. Well, here are the 12 reasons. Here are the 5 reasons. Here are the 10 reasons. They don't care. You're over-persuading. In fact, the studies show you're talking 3 times too much. Another cone is fighting on price. Price is not an issue. Let me tell you, when you build the value, when you know how to communicate, it doesn't make a difference. Only 6% of things we purchase are bought on price. When they say it's too expensive, you've blown your presentation. And the other one, probably the most important one I can help you out with, is your goal is to help people persuade themselves. Because as you're talking to people, even though they need it, want it, like it, and can afford it, what's going to happen? They're going to resist. Great persuaders that I've interviewed, that I've monitored, that I've watched, help people persuade themselves. That is a key factor in your success. So we've talked about having the right vehicle, the right mindset, which is your gas. You have the core competence. It could be the body of your car. You have your influence, which is the engine. Now you have your marketing. That's number 5. This is your turbo. This really increases your speed to understand how to market. Doesn't matter how good your product or service is, if people aren't asking about it, coming into your world, getting those leads, this is important. And there's a variety of ways to do this. When you talk about marketing, you can do the internet. Great source of marketing and leads. Communicating with people, you have advertising, just the general run-of-the-mill advertising. There are a lot of free ways to advertise. You can do speaking and communicating to groups, whether it be webinars or from a platform or in small groups. And a big one for a lot of people is learning how to copyright. And copywriting is going to help you writing emails. It's going to help you writing letters, sales pieces, information on the internet. This is key to really understand how to do that. Now, the big one for most people is the internet. I mean, you have eBay, you have YouTube. That is now the number 2 search engine. Imagine that. Anybody could put up a video to solve someone's problem, get them in your world. Blogs. Oh, wow. You have easy articles. There's so many things on the internet. Newsletters, joint ventures, pay-per-click, SEO. Internet's great. This is something that you can think about when you look at marketing, getting more people in your world, learning how to copyright, being persuasive. Now, a thing I want you to understand about copywriting. A lot of people have fear here, but generally, copywriting is like a persuasive presentation. I could take a great persuasive presentation, and that becomes great copy because copy is very conversational. You're much better than you think. And we don't have time to talk about that, but a few mistakes that we do see in copywriting is that people have no story about them or the before, the after picture. They have a poor headline that doesn't bring people in because they only have a couple seconds to grab their attention. They don't have the why should I care or the what's in it for me. And they have violated one of the 12 laws of persuasion, which is verbal packaging, not realizing that every word you use will attract or repel the people that you're talking to. This is a skill that's very powerful. Even if it's a simple email or leaving a voicemail or how you communicate on the internet, copywriting is critical. Marketing is critical. Have that marketing funnel, meaning you have a lot of people coming into your funnel, they're coming to your world maybe for something for free, they're purchasing your products, a lifetime customers, you're exceeding expectation, you're always contacting them. That's where a lot of people blow it, is they have one way for people to find out about them or do business with them. You should have 5, 6, 10 different ways. Even on the internet, you could have different portals where people find out about you. Expand that funnel, you'll get more leads, and it will change what you do. You want to change your business, you have to change you. You have to take a look at the five keys. And my favorite example of this is a gentleman named Jim Rohn. Incredible trainer, business philosopher. And I had the incredible opportunity for working with Jim Rohn and Brian Tracy and a few others. And my job was to sell their seminars. And there was a late night meeting once. And Jim came in. I didn't think he knew who I was because I was relatively new. Okay, so I was relatively new. I sat across from him just to listen. And he turned to me and he says, "Are you Kurt Mortensen?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Tell me about your goals, your dreams, your aspirations. What is it you want to accomplish?" Which is a pretty loaded question. And this experience really changed my life. So he asked me that, and I said, "Well, I want to do this. It wasn't happening very fast. There's a few things and people to blame along the way." And he cut me off mid-sentence, and he said, and this cut me like a knife when he said, "Kurt, for things to change, you must change, and for things to get better, you must get better." So let me just add a word to that. For your income to change, you must change, and for your income to get better, you must get better. That's true for you and your business. So you have to ask yourself, you know, is it time? Is it time to hit the target? You look at your business and what you're doing. There are other people out there that are very, very successful that are making it happen, and they're making it happen with little effort, or it looks like a little effort, because they have the five keys. They have the right vehicle. They've programmed their mind for success, which is the gas. They have that core competence, the influence, that engine. They have the marketing, and they have the ability to make it happen. So what I want you to do is think about what you're doing, what you're working on, and I want you to think, okay, which one is the weakest link? Because you can't ignore any of these with the business. You can't. Even if your marketing is talking to family and friends, you can't ignore that. You have to have some sort of marketing. So if you want wealth, if you want success, it's a big overview here, choose the one that's really holding you back. Is it your vehicle? Maybe you need a different vehicle. Are you sabotaging yourself with your mindset? You can't motivate yourself. You have the wrong beliefs. Is it your core competence? You just have the right tools, or people don't think you have the right tools to solve the problem? Is it your ability to convince other people to want to do what you want them to do? Or is it marketing? Maybe you feel you're pretty good at influence, but you just got not enough people to talk to or putting yourself in front of enough people. So take a look at that, and then come up with a game plan to enhance and fix each one of those areas. Someone just asked me a question about mindset. So if you think of any questions, either email it to me, send it through the net, or ask me over the phone. Well, mindset is a function of motivation. You know, have you found yourself in situations in the past where you think were starting to work out and then they didn't? Would be a red flag. Not being able to pick up the phone and talk to people, having that fear would be a red flag. Keeping yourself so busy on organizing or doing things that aren't income-producing activities. We see that a lot with entrepreneurs. They're doing busy. They're always busy, but they accomplish nothing by doing income-producing activities. They might have a great website and a good-looking office, but they're not getting in front of people and doing the things that are the most important. We see that all the time in real estate. Oh, I got to learn more. Another seminar. Another do this. Got to learn more. Read another book. Now, a lot of times, it's got to be ready, fire, aim. You're going to learn a lot more by going out there, doing it, picking up the phone, talking to people, than trying to read another book on it. Good question. Any other questions? I want to hear about influence. So Kurt, you mentioned all the different tools of influence. Which one's the most important? Spoken like a true entrepreneur right there, because I cut to the chase. What do I need to learn? Now, they're all important, so if there's one that's going to float to the list, in fact, the last couple of years, that's what I was researching, was charisma. My third book was something called The Laws of Charisma. That if there's one that's being charismatic, that is an incredible tool. Now, there's probably a combination of tools there to learn, but when you're charismatic, people want to be around you, they want to be persuaded by you, they want to help you. It's just a whole different thing. It's almost like they want to persuade you to be with you, to do business with you when you have that charisma. And I hesitate to say that the one tool, because you know each situation probably has a different tool, but if there's one that carries over in every persuasive encounter, it is going to be charisma. Now, the person wanted me to review those five. Okay, here are the five keys that guarantee your home business success. Make sure you get these. Hopefully you got them down. Vehicle. Mindset, your competence, your ability to influence, and marketing. Anyone you're missing will damage your business. It will definitely damage your business. Good question. Another question about, Kurt, what is your preferred marketing vehicle on the internet? I don't know if there's a preferred. When I talk about the marketing funnel, you should do them all. The new and exciting one, I mean, we've heard about blogs, and blogs are important for search engine optimization. They're important for mentioning newsletters are important. E-zines drive a lot of traffic. But the one I mentioned that's really fascinating right now that I'm gearing up to do more with is YouTube, to where people want to – used to be you go to Google, solve a problem. Now, hey – what's the best way to catch a fish? What do you do for a headache? How do you close a sale? How do you hypnotize people? How do you, and your name's there. Or it could be a website. You have your own channel. There's additional videos. It helps you with your search engine. And that's number two. So I wouldn't discount YouTube. So I think as far as changes that's new and exciting, that would be phase one. Now, phase two, it seems that things are moving towards cell phones having an app. See, the great thing when you have an app, and they're much easier to create than you think. Again, I'm taking long-term in the future. I would never consider this phase one for your business. Is with an app, you are pushing information to them. You know, you're updating things, you're getting something, and you're pushing it to them. With sometimes like with a newsletter or a blog, they have to click on something, they have to go to it and read it, versus an app that's there, it notifies them. That's going to be a big part of the future, too, something to take a look at. So those are probably the big two. But, as you widen your funnel, do that. And that was another question about widen the funnel. What that means, for example, is if I was consulting with a gentleman, he owned probably 50 martial arts studios. And they needed help with marketing. I said, let's widen your funnel. And so we listed probably 20 different things in the funnel. For example, who takes karate? Parents that are concerned about discipline, parents that are concerned about their kids being disobedient. Martial arts is great for children with ADD. Martial arts is great for those who lose weight. Martial arts is great for that mental sharpness. I mean, we can go on, but each one of those would be a separate landing page, a separate way, maybe a separate YouTube video, maybe a separate way for them to get into your funnel, whether it's maybe an home-based business. Are they doing it to retire early, more time with their children, maybe they want to be healthier, maybe they want to, they're scared of the economy, maybe they think they're going to get downsized. Those are all a variety of ones that you could use with that. Okay, great question. Any other questions. All very, very good. So recap. Choose the one, your weakest link. This is your homework. And come up with a game plan. If you think you have a faulty vehicle, there's some great ones out there. We can help you with that. If it's a mindset, you need to take a look at your fears or your belief system. What's really holding you back? What is that main fear belief that's holding you back? Core competence, maybe you need a mentor. Maybe you need to read more books. You suspend as entrepreneurs, you spend at least 30 minutes a day reading something or listening to something or talking to somebody. Influence, is it the price thing? Is it the handling objections? Is it building instant trust? Is it building rapport? Or is your marketing? You know, how are you going to widen your funnel? Are all different ways that you can do that with your business. All right. Any last-minute questions? Remember, whypersuasion.com has the recording, and you can take a look at that. You can also send me a response form on there if you have any questions or things you want to listen to on these calls. Wish everyone massive success as you do this, and we will be here next week at the same time. So with that, you can have an incredible week, and we'll talk to you next week. Good night, everyone.